And now for the first episode of the Unbothered Brown Girl Podcast.
What's poppin', you guys? And welcome to the first episode of the Unbothered Brown Girl Podcast. I'm your host, Kiel Young, and I want to start off with a little introduction and then we can get into our topics, okay? We have quite some things to talk about. I'm going to get personal, probably, and so let's get into it. I created this podcast, y'all, because I want to create a safe space for people to state their thoughts and opinions. I feel like, you know, although technology does bring us together to an extent, people can no longer comment their thoughts and opinions without being butchered. Of course, you are not obligated to agree with me to listen and stream in. However, you will respect my thoughts and opinions just as I would respect your thoughts and opinions. And with that, let's get into our episode. So I want to start off by talking about the controversy of Black Ariel. It's been going on for some weeks, and I find it sad and I find it disgusting. Basically, Disney is making a reboot of The Little Mermaid, of course, and they have casted Hailey Bailey, or I believe it's pronounced Halle Bailey, and she is a beautiful Black actress. She's a singer. You can actually catch her and her sister on Freeform's Grown-ish, which is a spinoff of Black-ish. But they are beautiful Black women and they're very talented, and I think that Disney picked the right person for this role. Now, I understand that some people were maybe a little confused, because maybe some people felt like, or maybe some people thought that the 1989 Ariel was going to be completely erased, but Disney does not plan on erasing her completely. Of course, she will still be included in the merchandise and franchise, and yes, Disney plans on keeping her in the theme parks. So the 1989 Ariel isn't going anywhere. Speaking of the 1989 Ariel, Jodie Benson actually did speak out about the controversy, and she says that she supports this as long as they stick to the storytelling. And that's the most important thing about the whole thing, is the storytelling, keeping true to the story, and, you know, seeing Ariel and her characteristics being kept true. So with that being said, I completely agree. I think that, you know, as long as she has the red hair, the purple bra, the green tail, and a beautiful voice that can carry on, I think that this is going to be amazing. I'm excited to see what Disney does with this, because I think that this is a great opportunity for our little Black girls and little Black boys and little brown girls and little brown boys to see themselves in Ariel. I'm really excited for this. Like, my inner child right now, y'all, is like screaming internally, because I always loved the story of Little Mermaid. Although, you know, I never really saw myself in Ariel, you know, I saw myself in the story. I love that. I feel like we all had a mermaid phase, okay? I was definitely that one little girl that had a mermaid phase. So, I'm very excited for this. I'm very excited to see what Disney does with this, and I'm very excited to see what, you know, she brings to the table. It is one thing to state your opinion, but it is another thing to be blatantly racist and discriminatory against the actress for simply doing her job. And if you're pissed, I hope that she pisses you off even more by doing an excellent job of portraying Ariel, okay? I really hope that, you know, she brings it to the table, and I really hope that she just sticks to the Ariel that everybody has fallen and known and love. But with that, let's move on to our next topic, because we have so much to cover on this next one. So you guys, a London fashion designer by the name of Sarah Ulger committed cultural appropriation. She decided to release swimsuits, jackets, and a pair of trousers with a Hindu goddess on it, and people are pretty pissed. You cannot use a religion, okay? You can't use a religion and a culture as their own aesthetic. Okay. It is culture appropriation is when you take something out of a culture and you twist it into your own without giving full recognition to the culture that it was taken from. This is why people are so upset. And this is why it's important to talk about culture appropriation. When you take a headdress, okay, and you're trying to be Native American for Halloween, that's disgusting. Especially if you know, people have died for that, ancestors have died for that, and it's so important to people in the Native American community. So when you take something like a headdress, and you wear it at Coachella or you wear it to a party and you don't, you know, you didn't earn those feathers, you know, you didn't earn that headdress that you got off of eBay and Amazon. That's kind of, you know, disgusting, and that's culture appropriation. You don't understand the context behind of what you are taking, okay? And that's exactly what this fashion designer did. She doesn't understand the context. She doesn't understand how important it really is to the Hindu community. And that's the problem. Again, like when you take something and you don't really understand it and you don't really take, you don't really acknowledge the culture in which it was taken from. People want to talk about, you know, the Kardashians and how they commit culture appropriation. And let me tell you something, it's not just them, okay, although they are the biggest culture vultures. Let me tell you why. Because black women and black men have been ridiculed for simply being themselves and embracing their own culture. And then when you take that culture, or you take that essence of a culture, and all of a sudden, everybody wants to jump on the wave, okay? Made fun of us for having big butts and big lips. Now all of a sudden, people are getting surgeries to have big butts and big lips. Okay, that's culture appropriation. That is being a culture vulture. And it's so sad how many people don't understand this. And, you know, that it goes into everything from braids, like when people wear box braids and they don't get it. Like, our African ancestors are the slaves. They would take and make braids so that they can create a map to escape the slave master. That is exactly why they, you know, braided their hair. And it's so sad when people don't know it and they don't get it. When, you know, we wear afros or when we wear, you know, box braids or when we wear cornrows or when we wear locks, we, you know, can get ridiculed, and it goes as far as cases as such as being suspended from school. But let somebody who's not a POC do it, and it's simply okay, and it's simply all right, and it's perfect. And it's just not. That's exactly what she did. She took a religion and she took a culture and she tried to make it into her own aesthetic. And you cannot do that. That is so important. Of course, she apologized. You know, she said that her line is all about woman power and all about attitude. And she felt that the goddess, you know, went hand in hand with it. But of course, after apologizing, she went on and she continued to sell her clothing line, which resulted her to get even more backlash, which resulted her into she started to delete the comments, and she started blocking people off of social media. Now, this is what I'm having a difficulty articulating, because this is nothing new. People take cultures, people do stuff like this, and they make profit off of it. Again, and I'm not, you know, again, people taking profit off of a culture and selling it, and it's just not okay. We have to stop. We have to literally stop and wonder, you know, how much are we truly culture appropriating, and the impact that it can truly have on people. And if you are a fashion designer, or if you are somebody who works in the fashion industry, you have to understand, taking somebody's culture and turning it into your own aesthetic is never going to be okay. She excuses this, and she continues to do it, and it's not okay. Feel like we need to all just boycott this woman because she needs to understand that this is not okay and that this will not stand. You cannot take something out of a culture, and you know, you can't take somebody's religion and just turn it into your own aesthetic and gain profit out of it, and not even acknowledge the original culture in which you took it from. That's just that, okay? That's just that. And I'm so sorry. I really want to send my support to the Hindu community. I mean, I'm not Hindu. I don't, have any involvement with that religion. But I would be pretty upset if somebody, took my religion and turned it into an aesthetic and gained profit out of it. It's just horrible. And it's something that needs to be stopped. And sadly, culture appropriation is something that happens every day. But with, giving education and, educating people and acknowledging it and taking responsibility for it, I may not be able to stop it completely, but we can definitely change people who are doing it and correct them in love and kindness, okay? So with that, let's move on to our last topic, which hits home for me personally. Taraji P. Henson, who is a beautiful black actress, you probably know her off of Empire. She has done many movies and films. My favorite movie that she's ever done would have to be Hidden Figures. I loved her in that movie. I probably watch it literally every day if I could. She actually testified, before, I believe, Congress, and she did this out of, she testified due to mental health issues that are happening in the black community. She said, in quote, "I am here using my celebrity, using my voice to put a face to this because I suffer from depression and anxiety." She talks about, how there are literal 5-year-old kids who are contemplating suicide, and there are children who are doing self-harm, and it's very important. I really condone her for this, and I'm so happy that she did this, because I feel like when we're talking about mental health in the black and brown community, it's a difficult topic. Some people don't even acknowledge the mental health issues that are in their family, and it's really sad. I have heard cases where black and brown parents don't even they don't even try to get their kids any medication that can help with their anxiety or that can help with their depression or any disorder of sorts, and it's really sad. Black and brown parents go as far as to reject therapy. And I do want to say that every year, 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. can experience mental illness. However, black adults utilize mental health services half the rate of white adults. And that's something to think about. When I was in middle school, I was going through hard times. I was brutally bullied, and I remember going through my depression. My mom, however, she was amazing, and she decided to give me a therapist, and I felt like I felt the stigma. I went to a predominantly black school, and I went to a predominantly black middle school in my first few years, I felt weird and I felt awkward, and I was being called, crazy and a psycho simply for going to therapy. Like, I was bullied for, it's crazy the stuff that I was bullied over. One of the things I was bullied over was simply going to therapy. I would be called a psycho and I would be called crazy simply for checking out my mental health. And that whole thing just shows you the stigma behind the black community and mental health. And of course, I'm not talking about the whole Black community, of course, but you know, that really just goes to show what some people are taught in their homes about mental health and therapy and getting the help that they need. I just really condone this. I am so sorry that she, you know, I send out my condolences and send out my deepest, I send light and love to Taraji for this. I think that what she did was really brave. It was amazing and it's awesome. And hopefully with her simply doing this, more voices come out and really talk about mental health in the Black and Brown community. And yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode, you guys. I understand that it was really short. I know it was quite short and simple and sweet, but I want to get this episode done so that I could focus on episodes 2 and 3. I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram, on Bothered Brown Girl, and we will talk a little later. Bye, guys.